Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for the Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Final hour, Jones and Keith, WEEI, it's deadline day. Deals are flying around, they're happening within the division.
Oh.
The Dolphins made a move yesterday, subtracted. The Jets made moves today. Yeah. Top of the AFC getting better. The Colts acquire Sauce Gardner for multiple picks, although, Keith, did you see what else they had to give up?
Yeah.
That's interesting. That's a haul. Two first-rounders and Adonai Mitchell.
Yeah,
also in the deal going to the Jets.
Now, I don't know how good he is.
No, he's not. He's another one of these guys.
He's been a healthy scratch for like a month.
Yeah, he's another one of these guys who fumbled going into the end zone, like DeMarcado.
Second round pick, though, I know you're not sold on.
No, he actually did it.
Dude, I watched that again. They showed it. Watch Monday Night Football. They showed that play again because they're trying to embarrass that guy. And they're like, this is what happened a few weeks ago. And I'm watching. I'm like, he got in the end zone. He was dumb for like holding it that way. I don't know how you see it any other way.
It looked close,
like he crossed the plane.
It was too close for comfort, but it looked like he might have actually gotten that one in.
But anyway, so yeah, A.D. Mitchell, who obviously has not lived up to a second-round pick with the Colts, he's played, what, eight? He's played every game this year. He has 9 catches. So it's not like this stud or anything, but potential.
More than Kyle Williams.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's much better than Kyle Williams.
Kyle Williams,
he's also another year in.
Backbreaking fumbles, but yeah, more production there than the 2 catches for 20 yards Kyle Williams has.
A.D. Mitchell's next touchdown will be his first in the NFL.
Well, he was real close to getting one. Super close.
Yeah, too close.
Just, less than a yard away.
But anyway, everybody would consider a blockbuster deal. You have a top corner in his prime that just signed a massive deal going for 2 number one picks. Because if anything, you thought the Jets might trade everybody but Sauce Gardner and sort of like start over with Sauce Gardner.
Nope.
But they went the other way.
Well, you said it. Expect Breece Hall to get moved. Yeah. Nick popped in. He's like, will they move Garrett Wilson?
Maybe.
Like
sure.
They might move everything that's not nailed down
right
now.
They just got A.D. Mitchell. They don't need
Garrett Wilson now.
Good point. They have a new number one. That's a good point.
Could Justin Fields be on the move?
Oh, would I take him? Maybe. Maybe I'd still take him.
His next team is the one that he's really going to latch on.
Yeah, that'll be the one.
That could stick.
Sauce Gardner has 4 years and, well, now I'm seeing mixed things. 4 years and $120 million remaining on his extension. Mm-hmm. I guess, had that not even kicked in yet fully?
Well, yeah, because this is his third year in the league?
Yeah, because Rap Sheet says he has 5.5 years remaining on a contract worth $131, so maybe that's the discrepancy.
I think the extension hasn't kicked in yet. This is his fourth year, I should say. And then so rather than doing the thing where you have like the fifth year, because this is what we're talking about with Gonzalez, right? He's 1 year behind Sauce Gardner. So if he plays this out, Gonzalez, this will be his third year, then you're eligible for that big-time extension, which Sauce Gardner got. You thought they wanted him. They dealt with him last year maybe making some business decisions and everything else, and now he's gone? It's crazy. So 2 first-round picks, that's a haul. That's like as good as you're going to get in the NFL today.
And I want to be clear. The Colts got better today. Like, they absolutely did.
I don't care about their drafts for the next 3 years. I care about this year.
A bunch of people texted. They're like, Sauce is washed. That's an overpay. Maybe.
Oh, but I think I don't know if he's washed.
Yeah, that's probably not the word
I would use. He's 25 years old.
He might be overrated.
Okay.
You know, cool nickname, and he played in New York. Like, he might be overrated, but he's a good player, and the Colts just got better. We graduated them a tier, Keith.
This is like when Jalen Ramsey got traded, right? Or maybe he's probably even younger than when Ramsey got traded first time.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think this is a significant move.
So, me too. So, the Colts got better. So, the Jaguars made a deal for Jakobi Meyers. I think they
got a little bit better.
Minorly got a little bit better. They gave up a 4th and a 6th. That happened earlier during our show. And the Jaguars got a little better. And if Brian Thomas and Travis Hunter are both hurt, now they have somebody they can throw the football to. So they got a little better. The Colts got a lot better, I think.
Yeah.
So I'm not asking you to pay either of those freights. You do not need to give up two first-rounders today. I'm not asking for that.
Yeah.
I'm not even asking for you to give up a fourth and a sixth. But one day three pick to address a need on the team, like that to me would be the type of move I'd like to see them make today.
Yeah, especially when you already traded away two guys that were on your roster.
I think they owe it to the fan base on some level, but more importantly, I think they owe it to the team that's playing well to make a move like this. Other teams in the AFC are fortifying. The Eagles have made a billion trades. They're fortifying.
Yeah.
You should too. Have you seen the Shaheed return yet? I haven't. I'm just curious how it relates to Jacoby
Myers.
Oh,
yes, I have. Seahawks are setting a fourth and a fifth. So
more than Myers.
Yeah, so we're super close. Fourth and a sixth, fourth and a fifth.
Interesting. Yeah, I think the Myers extension maybe complicates things a little bit with him because I think in a vacuum he's better, although Shaheed is fast and he's a big play machine.
He's fast. He's younger, right?
And he's probably a good fit in Seattle and what they want to do, airing it out there. But Seattle's 6-2, right? They've had their bye, so I think they're 6-2. They made a trade. Colts traded two first-rounders. They're 7-2. Jags are 5-3 making trades. Eagles are 6-2 making trades. You're subtracting.
Yes.
I mean, as of right now, we've seen with less than 3 hours to go to the deadline, you're subtracting and may not be done subtracting because the main rumor I've heard is that Anthony Jennings is still being shopped. Oh, they're going to get this guy or get that guy.
See if you can get another late pick.
They might subtract a second pass rusher from what is in theory a need. I read Reese. I listened to Curran when he's on earlier today. Pass rusher's a need. Yeah. They treated Keon White. They're shopping Anthony Jennings. So they're not adding as of right now to what is a perceived need. They're subtracting.
Yeah, no, that I don't like. It's not even like you're – it's one thing if you're like, well, they're doing really well. They should just stand pat. It's like, well, they didn't stand pat. No. Like they moved on from guys. Now, don't get it confused with, like, we think those guys are great players or those guys were really helping. It's just if you're talking up depth or maybe they should add depth, you subtracted that. And now you think you're going to find it in the form of other – practice squad players like from other teams that aren't 7-2 and like theoretically aren't as good as you are. So no, I think they have now less than 3 hours to get a deal done. I still think there can be. I think there absolutely can be.
I think there can be. What's your gut telling you? Are you starting? You've been pretty adamant they are going to make a move. Are you starting to get a little nervous now that we're again less than 3 hours?
I'm a little nervous. Okay. I'm not all the way nervous, and I think that because it is the front office group that it is, and because Mike Vrabel has his Titans connections, he has the Browns where he worked last year, McDaniels has been at a bunch of places, they have a coaching staff that knows players around the league, right? This isn't like last year. We're like, hey, Mayo, what players do you know around the league that you might want? Nobody. Like, I've only been here. So I think these guys, because they have such like a big Rolodex.
All the players I know are already here. I only know this.
These guys. We have them. We're good. No, but like think about the offseason. All the players they brought in, with maybe the exception of like the milkman, had some connection to one of the guys on the coaching staff. So that's why I feel like there's somebody else out there right now that they'll get, and they don't have to worry about a chemistry fit. They don't have to worry about anything about the player because they'll know him really well.
I hope that too. And it's not just because we're getting closer to the deadline and they haven't done anything. Trades can come out of nowhere. But what I'm hearing...
They often do.
What I'm hearing from some of the beat writers, not what I'm personally hearing. I don't hear anything. But, you know...
Is your phone on?
From the beat writers. Like, Curran comes on earlier. He's like, well, I hear prices are high.
I mean, maybe for Sauce Gardner, but for the other guys, it doesn't seem to be that high.
No. Andrew Callahan. You want to play that clip again, Nick, if you have it handy, not to put you on the spot. But Andrew Callahan... on his podcast with Giardi, Pat's Interference, said this.
Because I just have had the same intel for the last week and a half. Running backs, edge defenders, that's who they want. Lower level deals are what they're chasing. And they're really not in a rush because, again, they look at this as year one. I would call it year 1.5.
Okay, so forget the 1.5 part. Because I don't even understand that.
I don't know if that's going to catch on, but it might.
It's year one of their rebuild, and they're not in a rush. Why? And then I hear Breer and Bedard, they're like, don't be the Commanders. Like, Commanders are a cautionary tale, which when I hear that from a couple of different people connected to this organization, I just say, well, the organization's putting that out there. They're pointing to the Commanders as an example and a justification for why they're not going to do it.
Yeah, you obviously want to be a sustainable franchise. You want to be good every year. That's all kind of obvious. You got to pick and choose when you take risks. I don't think trading a six-round pick when you have a bunch of six-round picks is really a risk, especially when you're bringing in a player that's going to help this current team. And so We'll see. I can't imagine. Like, is it? Are they really worried about being left with not as many draft picks in the next 2 years as they wanted? Is it a money thing? But also, like, in-season trades, a lot of times, I mean, look at the Steelers one. The Patriots are paying for Dugger to play for the Steelers. So you might even be able to work something out that way. Or you're $50 million under the salary cap, the fake salary cap, but you're $50 million under. So, like, you have the ability to take a big swing or a bigger swing than maybe other teams could do right now. So I don't know. There's really, I haven't heard a good reason for why they shouldn't add to this team. No one's screaming that you have to get Trey Hendrickson or it's a bust. No. Nobody's doing that. In fact, I wouldn't want, if they traded a first for Trey Hendrickson, I'd be the first to be like, that's dumb.
What about a second?
Yeah, I'd do that.
Okay. No, okay, but good. Yeah. I'd do a second for him.
But like a first, even for A.J. Brown at this point, because I don't think it would cost that.
I wouldn't give up a second for A.J. Brown. I'm sorry, a first for A.J. Brown. I'd give up a second for A.J. Brown.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, look, I'm not asking for them to trade a first or a second. Third, I have mixed feelings on.
But like a third for Jalen Phillips, I would have done.
Okay, me too.
Yeah.
And here's an example why. Vrabel was talking about Kyle Williams and how he's going to have an opportunity, et cetera. Kyle Williams is your third round pick this year.
He's awesome. Yeah.
So I get it. Like, you can hit in the sixth round, Tom Brady.
Oh, there's plenty of examples of both.
You can hit in the third round, but okay, let's actually look at what they got. This year they got Jared Wilson, fine, and Kyle Williams, giving you nothing. So if you're telling me I could trade a future Kyle Williams for a guy like Jalen Phillips who's going to help, or even a future Jared Wilson, which would be more difficult to part with, but I could get a guy who helps now, maybe I'm even talking myself into the third round pick. But largely, give up one of your day three picks. You have tons of extra picks on day three, specifically in the sixth round. Because you've subtracted, traded away Dugger, traded away Keon White, maybe you're not done. So use those picks and reinvest in the team. I don't think it's a high bar what we're asking for at all. And other teams are going out and being very aggressive, which is reshaping the landscape, or at least has the potential to reshape the landscape in the AFC playoff picture.
But that's the other thing too, when they talk about how, like, you know, it's hard to win in the league and nothing is guaranteed and this, that, and the other thing. Like, you want to be good. You want to hopefully have, like, a long stretch of time where you're a contender. But you already know this season, this team, what you are, and you have a good sense of what the other teams are. Like, I would think this year you would have to adjust, because next year maybe Joe Burrow stays healthy and you have another MVP candidate in your conference. Or, you know, there's just so many different things going on. Or maybe Lamar Jackson doesn't get hurt. Maybe the Ravens figure out their defense and now they're even better than you. Like, you have a lot of things kind of working in your favor in addition to you being 7-2. Right? The rest of the conference is just screaming for it being wide open and anybody could go on a run. So I think you have to adjust. You can't just say, hey, we didn't think we were going to be here 9 games into Mike Vrabel's tenure. Because you are. You are.
Exactly. And I don't think the Commanders are some cautionary tale. Their quarterback's been hurt 3 different times this year. I don't think...
Terry McLaurin's only played half the game.
Thank you. That too. I don't think they should apologize for going to the NFC title game last year.
Right.
It's like, oh, well, they're a cautionary tale. It's like, what if you go to the AFC title game this year? They traded for Lattimore, and they probably overpaid for him last year. They gave up a 5th rounder for Debo. Like, I don't think that's why they're 3-5. I think they're 3-5 because what you said. They didn't want to play McLaurin. They eventually broke and did, but he missed a whole offseason and has been hurt multiple times. And now Daniel's hurt for the 3rd time. That's why they're crashing and burning, not because they traded some day 3 picks.
Also, they traded for Laremy Tunsil, which was a big move, but he's been really good for him.
Has he been good? I don't even know. Has he been good?
He was like the 5th ranked left guard or left tackle in PFF.
I just don't think they're the smoking gun reason not to make a deal. I mentioned Kyle Williams. I thought this was an interesting answer yesterday from Vrabel for 2 reasons. One, I don't think Kayshon Booty's playing this week. Booty said on his Discord.
Yeah, he said on Discord.
Not his Twitter, not his Instagram, as Hart pointed out yesterday. Just another place you could follow these athletes, Discord. Said it's a grade 1 hamstring injury. So I'd say his status at best is up in the air for Sunday. Here's what Vrabel had to say about Booty and an opportunity for Kyle Williams.
The second part, I was curious what you've seen from Kyle Williams when he's had the opportunity.
Well, he settled down. He's, you know, had to play a lot of different positions, and there's a lot of moving parts. And, you know, Kayshon went down, and, you know, Kyle's been learning a lot of different positions, and I'm excited that he'll probably get an opportunity here, a little greater opportunity going forward. You know, it's just a lot of different personnel groups and alignments. And so, you know, I think he's settled down. And I think that he'll be, he'll get an opportunity here moving forward. I think, you know, Kayshon's going to be day to day, but I don't see him practicing, you know, early in the week. I mean, we'll see where that goes late in the week. But Kyle should be ready to go here for us.
So that's Vrabel, which I don't know that I'm.
I don't really trust it. I don't think he's going to be.
Well, he might have an opportunity. He played more than you'd realize last
week. I agree
with
the opportunity part. I just don't know about the results.
I don't know that I expect much there.
No.
So it's interesting when it comes to that opportunity for Kyle Williams. And you look at that draft, not a lot of receivers after him have done much, but he's done less than them.
No. Yeah, no, he's done particularly poorly.
You know, DK looked good against you when you played him a few weeks ago. Torrey Horton's been pretty good for Seattle. Tez Johnson was the other one you brought up.
Mm-hmm.
Isaac Tislau was the very next pick after Kyle Williams with the Lions. He's way down the depth chart there. And he's had more production than Williams. Two catches for 20 yards.
Yeah. And two touchdowns.
And two.
I think they're both touchdowns.
And like one-handed touchdowns.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
pretty good point.
Pretty good highlight reel. But yeah, he's going to get time. But it's also not like he's going to go flying up the depth chart. Like, he was out there. But again, when you watch the Patriots, Steph Diggs doesn't get a ton of snaps necessarily. But when he's out there, they usually are throwing. You know? And so Kyle Williams might be out there, and it might not even all be throwing downs. So I still feel like between Steph Diggs and Mac Hollins and Pop Douglas and Hunter Henry and the running backs, Drake May, I think we'll be able to be fine until Kayshon Boutte gets back. You're not going to really have to rely on Kyle Williams. Like, no. If he does anything, like, you know, if they finally connect on like a deep ball, that's awesome. But you're not relying on it.
I would say this is the week where if he doesn't do anything, just chalk it up to a lost season and maybe well on the way to being the next Jalen Polk. But if this is probably last opportunity to really do much this week if Booty's out. Text line says, Keith, we probably should have mentioned this. According to Ian Rappaport, the Jets have traded Sauce Gardner to the Colts.
They sure did.
We probably should have mentioned
that. They sure did.
We probably should have brought that up. All Meanwhile, right. I just got this email in my inbox from the Red Sox.
Brad. Ooh, look at you.
Red Sox agree to a one-year contract with outfielder Jaron Duran.
Is it a sign and trade? It's like an NBA-style sign-and-trade. What are they doing? What are they doing?
Okay, I don't know.
Is it to make him more tradable?
Well,
I can't imagine he's on the team this year.
Me either. Alex Spears says it's a one-year deal, $7.7 million. He had a team option for $8 million in 2026.
Okay.
There's a buyout.
Also, they quibbled over $500,000 again.
So this is what this is what I think. This
yes.
is like they know what he wants in arbitration.
Okay.
They're going to agree to a number, Keith, probably to make it easier to trade him. I think you're right.
I think it's that. So then the team knows it's not a headache for
them.
We
don't have to go to arbitration with Jaron Duran.
Yep.
No, actually, the more I think about it, I think you're right.
Mm-hmm.
They're paying him now. Lock that number in. So then whoever acquires him, the Twins for Joe Nathan or whomever, and that's very
Joe
wishful
Ryan.
Thinking. Jesus Christ, I do that every time. Joe Ryan.
Again, for the last time, I would take Joe Nathan. Yeah. I don't know how many saves he has left
steal
in him.
Yeah,
I do like both. I'm sorry. Jaron Duran, you lock him in to trade him wherever.
Yeah.
And now it's not, we have to negotiate with him. What's he going to want in arbitration?
No,
is that
going
to be
cut.
A pain in the ass?
Yep.
It makes him easier to trade. Okay, good.
I still think he gone.
He gone.
In the words of the great Hawk Harrelson, I think he gone. I think, thank you, Hawk. I think he gone.
But a one-year
deal. Yeah, one-year deal.
For Jaron Duran, likely to trade him because now the World Series is done. They can start making moves.
World Series is done. And what a World Series it was. But yeah, start getting ready for it.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, maybe a Jaron Duran
baseball
trade.
Baseball hot stove.
Yeah, maybe a Jaron Duran trade here before we're done on NFL deadline day. Stay tuned to our program. Also, keep it locked in to WEEI Afternoons. Yeah, got hard. Ya got Fitzy, ya got Ted, and you got the trade deadline. About 2.5 hours from now, 4 o'clock, keep it locked in on WEEI. We'll get to your feedback. We'll get you the clip du jour. And right after trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
From this grab bag, life has begun. From this grab bag, Jones and Keith are the ones on the radio, is where they belong. From this grab bag.
Well, good news, Jones, because the trending desk, also the NFL trade deadline desk, where our very own Billy Lanny is standing by. Billy.
You're telling me this isn't Jaron Duran? This
no,
is an
this
NFL trade.
No, this is different. This is an NFL trade that just happened.
All right,
Billy.
According to Jonathan Jones, the Bears are trading for Browns pass rusher Joe Tryon. Browns receive 6th-round pick, Tryon and a 7th to the Bears.
All right.
All right, well, we cover every trade.
Yeah, we sure. That's the name of the game.
I heard Brown's pass rusher. I said, whoa.
Ha!
No.
No. That other one.
Okay.
All right, very good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for The Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, keep going.
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, on trade deadline day in the NFL. We've already had a lot of big trades, Jones, including Sauce Gardner going from the Jets to the Colts for two first-round picks and A.D. Mitchell. We also saw Jacoby Myers' old friend go from the Raiders to the Jaguars for a fourth and a sixth. And Shaheed, the wide receiver from the Saints, going to the Seahawks for a fourth and a fifth. Those have been the big trades today.
Yeah, Logan Wilson got dealt as well overnight. Last night, yeah. Yeah, but that's
to it. An yeah. ailing Cowboys defense, some would say.
Yeah, even the Cowboys are buying.
They're like, why not?
Yeah,
you're not. Well, this is a wild story. This actually could have been Kiefer Madness if I saw it sooner.
Oh.
So Bleacher Report's the first one that I saw this. They're I think, probably just aggregating from somebody else. Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Revealed that his current dog, Junie.
Spell it.
J-U-N-I-E.
Junie, okay.
Is a clone of his late dog, Lua, who died in December of 2023. The dogs were cloned by Colossal Biosciences, a biotech company that Brady is an investor in.
Oh, great.
Using blood collected prior to Lua's death. Which poses the obvious question.
Yeah?
Are we sure Brady's not a clone?
Good question.
Thank you.
Brady.
Clone.
Brady maybe died in a tragic accident.
Look at Brady's skin.
And now this is a
Avril Lavigne.
Yeah.
This is a fake Tom Brady. It's a clone to Tom Brady. It's a good point.
I don't want to get up on my soapbox, Jones.
Yeah.
I love my dog very much, Brack. Uh-huh. Love him. Love him.
Uh-huh.
Not going to clone him.
I don't need to.
When he's chasing tennis balls in the sky, I'm going to leave him be. I'm not going to have like a knockoff version of him here.
I don't
on
need to clone little Charles, but maybe.
Do you think the clone
maybe some teeth? Yeah, I was going to say, maybe we just clone him some teeth.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, we could grow those in a lab somewhere. And
Colossal Biosciences, you're like,
jam them right into his jaw.
Can we give the next one hearing, sight, and teeth?
They're like, yeah,
that's what we plan on doing. Okay, good.
Okay, good.
I knew he was going to be an exact replica.
I was just checking.
Like, no, we can do that for you. But like, add this to the long list of
you
stuff.
You wouldn't want to clone your dog.
No.
Yeah. Just get a new one.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't.
No offense,
I wouldn't
Charles.
Say it like
Charles
that.
Charles earmuffs. Actually, you can't hear anyway.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it so dismissively as that. He'll never be replaced. But when the day comes, like, yeah, I think we'll add another member to the family. But like, I'm not gonna be like, I want this exact same version. But obviously, something slightly off. I've seen enough sci-fi movies to know it's never an exact clone.
Yeah,
there's always something just a little
something's
twitchy about
a
it.
A little off. Yeah, that's true.
So anyway, Brady has a clone dog.
This is the dog that bit him. A different dog.
That was a security dog.
That was a different dog.
That's a Super Bowl.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, so that's my thought on that.
Grab bag. Put on your red shoes and dance the blues. Let's dance to the song.
Wouldn't that be
grab bag? We lost the thread there.
That's it?
That's another one of Jackson's.
Oh.
I believe.
Oh, okay. Where were the other grab bags?
Well, did you end that early?
I didn't.
Oh.
You thought that I ended that early?
I did.
Did his microphone stop working?
It started good.
We were adding our own grab bags in.
I know there was like 10 more grab bags that could have been in there. I don't know but I'll just move on to the next story, I suppose.
All right.
Tom Brady speaking has a gash on his leg bitten by one of the security dogs.
Right, a gash on his leg.
Very clearly said there was a security dog.
From being bitten by a dog after practice.
The dog running around on the field.
That is an all-time moment. That was the Minnesota Super Bowl, right?
Eagles, they're playing the Eagles?
Yeah, we're all at the Mall of America.
That's why they had to put Brady's dog down. Yeah, they clone it. He's running around biting people. Yeah.
It's the
which cued one of their dogs to go at him.
Pretty good.
Awesome.
Good point by the text line. They said, Keith, look at Jones. He's getting uncomfortable because he is a clone.
Talking about the clones.
Good point.
Worried about the clones.
Yeah, we're getting too close.
I get it.
Got bit by a dog.
The red hot Boston Bruins are in action tonight, taking on the Islanders on the road. It will be Jeremy Swayman, and it will not be minus Lowry. He remains out of the lineup. That's sort of your update today, but I'm not surprised by that.
Grab back, man. I can walk
grab back fast as you can.
That one had about 20 times the grab bags as the previous one.
A lot of bags in there.
That was well done. Jones, we mentioned this briefly yesterday, but Alex Bregman has officially opted out of his contract. Doesn't mean he won't be back with the Red Sox.
I don't think that.
You think he's gone?
No, I'm saying I don't think he's.
So either.
Yeah, I mean,
Nick's just being a silly goose.
He very well might be.
No, I think he's gone.
I don't.
You
like,
do?
I thought he's been gone since they traded Devers.
I keep seeing the market for him. It's like 6 years, 170. 6 years, 180.
Yeah.
If he gets that, I don't even know if it was. I still don't know if it was smart for him to opt out. He could have had 80 over the next two.
Well, it just covers you where if like 2 years from now let's say misses 50 games again like he did this year, and maybe there isn't all that money on the back end. But yeah, you're walking away from $84 million or whatever it is.
Right, and
million.
He could have opted in and then had a monster year and opted out after that. He's officially opted out. Maybe he's gone. Maybe he's back. I certainly hope he's back.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the Jaren Duran weirdness with that 1 year contract.
He gone. Yeah,
but they're paying him. Hopefully to trade him.
Jones and Keefe, grab bag. Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, grab bag. Jones and Keefe, grab bag. Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, grab bag.
Do you want to go back and try to the phones and try Scott and Wendy Weymouth?
No.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know.
Braves have named Walt Weiss their manager. I guess he was the bench coach.
Yeah.
Snitker left, so now it is Walt Weiss.
He did not
sliding over.
Have a good go in his first try as a manager of the Rockies a long time ago.
Walt Weiss, no. I think one time random player of the day.
Oh, was he a random player?
I think
player?
Walt Weiss was on there.
Oh, okay, nice.
Yeah, I think he nailed that. All right, let's go to the phones. We got Louie in Amesbury. Oh. Let's go to Louie in Amesbury. What do you got, Louie?
Hey, guys. How are you? Happy Tuesday.
Yeah,
Couple things. All right. First off, I want to talk to you about Jaren Duran, but this Brady thing and his dog.
Yeah.
Talk about weird.
Yes.
Weird.
Strange.
Weird.
Yeah.
Weird. Strange. The only thing I'll say is if Drake May is any kind of clone of Brady, then maybe we got something there, right?
So, yes.
Good thinking. May is the clone of Brady.
You know what I mean?
It's weird.
It's weird unless it works for us. But anyway, listen, I got to ask about Jaren Duran.
Oh.
I like the guy. He's a dirt dog. He leads off. He plays the alpha. I mean, I know he made a couple of stupid plays at the end of the year, but I don't get it. I don't get why they're trying to unload him. And I think that's what they're doing, like you said.
Well, what if you get a pitcher back?
Well, you know, I also don't even know if he's your leadoff hitter anymore. Like 2 years ago he was. This year, Roman Anthony kind of took that over.
Yep.
Duran hit lower. I just think the outfield of Roman Anthony, Seydon Rafael, Willie Abreu is what we're going to see. So there's really not even a spot.
Right, but how many times do we get guys short in the outfield? I just think, listen, the more the merrier in the outfield. And let me just throw one last thing before
one
you
last
ditch
thing.
Me.
Okay,
go ahead.
One last thing, Keith. One last thing. You guys are great, by the way.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
DraftKings. DraftKings. You guys know this. So I had a little action, little four or five leg action thing going on this weekend, right? Oh. And I had 4 out of 5, and I had my boy Booty to you know, get so many yards.
Yeah.
But because he got hurt, they actually paid me. Did you ever hear that?
I've
they
heard
actually
that.
Paid me because the guy got hurt. And I got a percentage. I got like 60%
sure,
of my
well, yeah, you probably sure, got yeah, you take yeah, that yeah, odds yeah. out, and you got probably
a 4-leg parlay instead of a 5-leg parlay.
A lot of books will do stuff like that.
Yeah, not all, but
no,
that,
not
but,
all.
But good for them.
That's very nice.
And good for you, Louis.
And thanks for the anecdote.
Yes.
I want a girl with a short skirt and a long grab bag.
Looks like Joe Alt done for the season.
Ooh.
Yeah, Joe Alt, son for the season.
Yeah, second injury for him, and they yeah. lost Slater as well, so they've lost both their tackles.
That
yeah.
is true.
Here we go, now holla if you hear me, though. It's the
grab bag on Jones and Keith.
Miles Turner, now playing with the Bucs, made his return to Indiana, got booed and was real sad about it.
Yeah, he was real let down and disappointed.
Guys, I gave 10 years. I was here for 10 years, and I dealt through trade rumors
well, when
and
it's
pay
a,
cuts.
When
like,
it's
pay
a
cuts.
Rivalry, like... Indiana and yeah. Milwaukee, I get the bad blood there, Keith.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
one of the greatest rivalries in sports, yeah. so I get the real hatred.
Well, really excited about a couple of dork podcasts that we recorded last night. Mm. One, The Running Man, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger from 1987. That's a timeless classic.
I was unaware that this yeah. was a remake until
oh,
you told me that the
yeah.
other day. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Glenn Powell, good luck filling the shoes of Arnold Schwarzenegger and the way he delivered some of those lines. And then top 25 movies of the last 25 years. And it was a joint list, so Davey and I each put a list together.
I can't wait to see what movies he forgot.
He forgot one of the top ones.
Perfect.
So let me...
He knows going in, like, this is not his thing. He is not good at coming up with lists. He always forgets something or claims he forgot it or screwed it up or it was on the original list and then it came off the list, forgot to put it on the final list.
I loved it.
So let me ask you, without spoiling anything, how many movies ballpark from this year are on it? Did anything make... And they make the cut from this year? There must have been.
I'll just say there are movies from this year on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about that?
I'll say that.
Seems
say
like it's been a good year in movies.
It's been an awesome year.
Judging by the two of you and Nick, yep. chatting about them, yeah.
It's been a great year in movies.
All right.
Yep.
Grab bag.
Okay, let's take a look at who the top NBA performer was from yesterday, Jones. Your five nominees are Keontae George.
Pretty good.
31 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. Karl Anthony Towns, 33 points, 13 boards, 5 assists. Isaiah Beef Stew Stewart, 26 points, 14 rebounds. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 33 points, 13 boards, 5 assists. Or Nikola Jokic, 34 points, 7 rebounds, 14 assists.
I mean, look, the man is always a candidate. I would say Giannis, I guess, a decent little matchup. Give me Giannis there.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Luskanic,
Baseball Player of the Day.
Although we've had a little bit of a groundswell for random football player of
little
the day.
Bit.
Today is still baseball.
Okay.
So we could see we
shout out
see how it goes.
Walt Weiss.
Yeah, Walt Weiss. Yeah. Not Walt Weiss.
Okay.
But a guy that probably shared the diamond with Walt Weiss.
Oh.
We're going with a baseball catcher who caught for 13 seasons in the bigs with the Royals, A's, and Red Sox.
Oh.
Was a zero-time All-Star.
Oh.
Popped 20 home runs in a season. He played he cracked into the majors in 87.
Oh.
Retired after the 99 season.
Mike McFarlane?
He got it!
Wow! Billy!
Mike McFarlane.
I wasn't getting yeah, that. Yeah. I was about to guess Tony Pena.
No.
Huh.
Mike McFarlane.
No-time All-Star, huh?
No-time All-Star, but a nice, useful player for the Royals, and then he played... what part of one season with the Sox? 95 with the Sox.
I'm checking myself on Tony Pena. Did Tony Pena ever make an All-Star team? He played
no.
for like 8 billion.
I'll say no.
Tony Pena, 5-time All-Star.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Tony Pena made 5 All-Star teams?
Yeah.
He must have been so washed.
Tony Pena?
He was so washed when he was here.
Yeah, I was going to say, none with the Red Sox. Although he did get MVP votes in 1990.
Holy smokes.
And won
a
gold
glove. He was, I mean, I knew he was like a gold glove guy.
Yeah, he was too good. He was too good for a random ball player. 5-time All-Star.
The way he sat, remember, he was like a yoga instructor behind the plate.
Yeah.
What did he do?
Couldn't mimic that or attempt to mimic that.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Still feeling it.
Yes.
Still feeling the after effects.
Good point. Text line. Ooh, a lot of Mike McFarlane on the a lot of people got this. Good job, Billy.
In 1993, Tony Pena hit 181.
Yeah.
That's how I remember him.
Yeah, well.
He'd fit right in today.
No, but he was good with Pittsburgh.
Tired legs.
sitting like Gumby back there.
Text line. No idea Running Man was a remake. How old are you guys again?
I knew it was. What are you talking about? That's why I watched the movie.
Yeah, I'm saying I did.
Oh, you did.
Yeah. No, I did not. And it doesn't really matter. The movie could have come out 5 years ago. I don't need to see half of these movies. Yeah, shout out Billy. Bravo, Billy. Wow, text line is
Bravo,
impressed.
Billy. People are high on Billy.
It's rare to impress the Twitch chat and the text line, but they're impressed with... Yeah.
We're still trying.
Billy's speed.
Yep.
is what they're impressed with there. So as the random ball player each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith. It's deadline day. Deals are picking up. It's been busy over the last hour plus. WEEI afternoons. We'll stay on top of it all afternoon long. You got Hart. Yeah, got Fitzy. Yeah, got Ted. So stay tuned for it with all your phone calls. 617-779-7937. And we'll get you the clip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.
Du jour next.
Back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Before we get to our clip du jour, Jones, it is a Tuesday, and somehow, maybe because of how busy the trade deadline was and how Grab Bag just piled up all the stories, we forgot to get to you our fantasy football waiver wire pickup of the week.
We did, indeed. I would take a look and see if Kyle Manungai is out there. He's been a recommendation in the past, so I would go see if he's out there, but he's not available in greater than 50% of leagues. I also would have said Torrey Horton this morning, and then the Shaheed trade went down.
Yeah.
So it's not a great waivers week out there. Parker Washington was an option with the Jaguars, but they went out and made a trade as well. So maybe my official recommendation is Colson Loveland of the Chicago Bears, dropped in a lot of leagues. He had a monster game. That is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Easiest way to get rid of your old car. Donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Donate now. CarsForKids.com. That is Cars with a K.
All right, let's get to our clip du jour. Are you ready for that?
Oh, sounds tremendous. What's the clip du jour?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, we were reacting to the WEEI Afternoons interview with the quarterback, Drake May, and I was left flabbergasted. They also do a bit during the interview called May or May Not. So how do you not then segue into would you may or may not have a catch with Chris Scheim? I'm envisioning 2 weeks from now at a practice, Scheim gets to go down there early and have a little catch at Drake May.
Dude, could you imagine?
Why not?
I didn't even think about that.
Yes.
I'm like, he'll just give a funny answer and he'll probably be like, boy, that's stalker behavior.
Or he's like, well, it is.
Stage 5 clinger, whatever. Like, he'll make some kind of joke. We'll all get to play
also
and have
funny.
A good time with
yeah.
it. What if Drake's like, yeah, sure, I'll have a catch with him. Like, what if?
Yeah.
What if that's what he said?
I don't understand it.
And we didn't play it for him.
No.
I mean, not we, but it,
well,
it,
no,
it,
we
it,
would have.
It was not played for
In
him.
Fact,
yeah.
I think we might play it for Mike Onwenu. See what he thinks of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we might have
we
to play
should
it.
Have played it for Hunter Henry.
We did. Damn it. Why didn't we play
hey,
it yesterday?
Hey, Craig Woodson, we just met you. Here's a guy from our morning show talking
Craig
about Drake
Woodson,
May.
You've never met us.
Yeah.
We just barely found out you're even appearing on the show as you were walking in. But
I was flabbergasted.
Let's play this for you. That's a good point. Why didn't we do that yesterday?
I lost in there. Craig Woodson. Nice debut on the show yesterday.
It was a strong debut.
It was
debut,
good to talk to him.
For Craig Woodson. So the crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant at the Nines.
Look who it is.
$14.99 big deal meals. Start the week off right every Monday through Wednesday. You can try the new grilled teriyaki chicken. You gotta love the Nines. Yeah, no, you weren't playing the
Are you afraid that
Scheim
he would
thing.
Love Scheim? Is that what you were afraid of?
I don't know that he was going to love anything yesterday.
Yeah, he had a bee on his bonnet, didn't he?
Oh, my God.
Quite. quite short, quite snippy.
And then he wasn't sure he was going to the Celtics, and then I see front row.
He's at the Celtics.
And yeah. I don't know if he thought I was stalking him or just every Celtics beat reporter had tweeted out, like, oh, the list of celebrities tonight includes Drake May and Will Campbell. That's how I knew.
No, I know that. But I also wondered, I brought this up to Jones, like, it is weird, and maybe he's getting used to this, like, hey, you're the quarterback of an NFL team, but if you don't tell anybody you're going, and then all of a sudden it's like on the internet that it's like news that you're going, it's kind of odd. I'm not saying it's odd that you brought it up because like you're going to the game, you want to talk about the Celtics. You're teeing him up to talk about the Celtics, and he's I don't even know if I'm going.
Is he annoyed the internet found out? Maybe that's what it was.
Well, like, you got to get with the times. Don't be the quarterback. The Patriots would be my argument. Don't take the $500 million they're going to hand you in a couple of years.
Well, it's just part of the gig.
Or get your own tickets and don't request them from the team because the team is what put out there on their celebrity list.
Pull your hoodie over your head, put sunglasses on, buy your tickets, and go sit in the balcony.
Go sit in the 300s with me.
Balcony Gino.
And Aztec Gino.
I always used to say
you can go secretly. Yeah.
About Belichick when he would get like seemingly annoyed by media celebrity attention. And I'm like, so go coach a 8-on-8 team in Iowa in a cornfield and no one will care.
Yeah, you're getting $20 million to
coach
football.
You're making $20 million to be a celebrity and you love stars. You're always star bleeping all over the planet. You got to take so you know what I think may or may not next week may include celebrity status. May or may not.
Oh, so still not a catch with Shine.
Is there a is there a working theory? Has he been this kind of surly during the winning streak, or did it kind of come to a head yesterday?
No, yesterday was the crankiest, which
weird.
Some are surmising coincided with not a great game. Is he a little oversensitive to the loose ball issues, the interception, criticism, things of that nature? We'll see. We'll see where it goes. No, it had actually been seemingly building
better,
in a very positive direction as he was playing very well. And I would also say, like, we've defended him quite a bit. So if he thinks we were too, like, I said, if that's his worst game, then he's doing something A-OK in this world.
Right, yeah.
So I don't know. And maybe it was like Stiz thought maybe he spilled his iced coffee, came out and it just everywhere.
Oh, that would be annoying.
Was angry.
Yeah. I don't like that.
Good theory.
Yeah,
so I don't know. And then I think what actually made him sound worse was Marcus Jones was awesome. We asked him about his contract. He's like, had this long-winded answer of appreciation for who he is and joking about buying trucks.
He did not have a good game.
No, he didn't. He got smoked by Drake London. Yeah. Great. Now, he did have a $36 million contract.
There's reason to be excited. I'm saying, like, if you're just taking the
but
game
so
performance.
Is Drake. Yeah. Drake's an MVP candidate. Why are you cranky?
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't be cranky. Don't take it out on us. Maybe he just get absolutely slaughtered by McDaniels. Just like shredded.
Maybe the tape. Take
side
a look at the tape.
To side.
What are you doing
he came
here?
Right out. You dumbass. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. You guys ever have one of those? Because those aren't fun, and it does leave you in a mood.
No, that could be.
Oh, I had one of those when I was in college as a freshman.
Just
I remember,
shoot out?
Oh, my God.
Sick brag,
thank you,
bro.
Thank you. It was the first time, because I had never been
was
shoot
it
out
in
like
front
that.
Of the whole team,
the whole
too?
Team. Yeah. Whose fault is this touchdown? And you're like, oh, no. And they rewind it, and then they get the laser, and the F-bombs from Coach Casey, love him, mean it. Hmm? The F-bombs were like nothing I'd ever dealt with. Like, I just wanted to do the Cam Newton, I'm just going to slide out of here, Coach. So maybe it was that. Maybe he got slapped around.
Maybe. But he took it out on you guys.
Yeah. A little bit.
It out on you
we
guys.
Still love him. We'll talk to him next Monday. Okay. Hopefully after a win, but we'll see because the Bucks are pretty good.
He did not drink in a very good Celtics game last night. I can tell you that.
That couldn't help the mood either.
That wasn't great.
The refs are fighting. JB can't beat the other team and the refs. Right. I mean, he can't do it all.
Yeah, he could have.
Also might want to mix in a three that you make this time, JB. Love you, mean it.
Yeah.
But
still, where are you guys at? Shooting. Mostly deadline, some Celtics?
Yeah, mostly deadline. I have the bad feeling that I am sort of in between the poles. I think the Colts are way too far in
on
that end of the spectrum.
There's a name for that.
Oh, boy. Two first-round picks for Sauce Gardner stunned me.
Yeah.
That's a franchise tag. Uh-huh. They gave him a $140 million contract, essentially.
Yeah.
And two first-round picks. And meanwhile, the Patriots are kind of just sitting here on their thumbs. How about somewhere in the middle?
Like a Jerry Rice's kid.
Happy medium. Yeah. Trade a third-round pick for Trey Hendrickson or something. I don't need you to trade two first-round picks. But, yeah, we'll have Mark Schlereth at 230. Be interesting to talk to him because he's a guy that says sacks are a quarterback statistic.
Well.
And Drake May's been sacked 12 times last week.
He's fighting with Cam Ward for the league lead.
And then we will talk to Brian Hoyer at 430, who is up there with Orlovsky as maybe the biggest Drake May fan. Hmm. So
gotcha.
Get those guys in, and yes, lots of...
Well, Orlovsky's hard to keep track of, because
he didn't want
to
play him.
He didn't want Drake playing yet.
He's overcorrecting, I think.
He is going the other way.
On his timeline, Drake would still be sitting behind Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah. Wait, but Jacoby Brissett, now a starter. They want him over Kyler.
Didn't we make a bet
at one point that Kyler Murray was the most overrated player in the NFL?
Oh.
I don't know how you prove that. Well, he's getting benched for Jacoby Brissett. I think I just
bet who the most overrated player is.
I rest my case, Your Honor. Jacoby Brissett just took his job.
You still owe me a pizza for Jamar Chase playing in the Patriot game.
Do I?
Yeah.
Do I owe you? You owe me a pizza. You owe me beer. I owe you pizza. Let's have a party.
All right, done. Sold.
All right, pizza party.
Yeah, fine.
I like that. Yeah. I'm just going to eat and drink along.
Witness?
So, there you go. That is WEEI Afternoons. Yeah, I got Hart. Yeah, I got Fitzy. You got Ted. Stay tuned for it here on WEEI leading up to the trade deadline. Just about 2 hours away. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 o'clock. It's Would You Rather Wednesday. We have the hashtag Dork Minute and Pure Hoops with Terp at high noon. The latest on the Celtics. All that tomorrow at 10 here on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.